Okay. Sunday, May 10th, 5:07 a.m. Okay, I've been leaving about 10 after 5 to go on my walk with my dog, Angel, also known as Chaos. Well, I haven't been posting for a while, and I've been getting some emails. So I figure I should try to at least do this. So let me at least get this started. I'm going to go ahead and go on my walk, and I'll be back later today to paint in the studio / garage, and I'll make some more postings about stuff and talk about whatever I feel like talking about, I guess. Okay, so everybody, let's get going here. And nobody's crying.
Will you leave us this time? You're only dancing on this earth for a short while. And though your dreams may toss and turn you now, they will vanish away like your dad's best jeans, denim blue, fading up to the sky.
Okay. Well, let's see. 8:47 a.m. Boy, out here pretty early to start painting again, and just sit down here for a while and look what I'm doing. Oh, okay, so it seems like I've been working on this forever. It's the painting, oil painting that I'm doing on this oil paper for the membership medley coming up in June, July, something like that, and pretty close to being done. It's just that, you know, it's just, actually today is the day that it seems like I'm really got more of a handle on it than I've had in a long time. Looking at it, I've seen some stuff that, like, oh yeah, I need to deal with it this way, I need to deal with it that way, you know, define certain edges and what have you, but definitely getting close to completing it. We'll see what happens here. Anyway, so, okay, what have I been doing? Okay, so a year ago, toward the end of May a year ago, well, I think it was like May 22nd or May 23rd, something like that, I fell down on my walk with the dog. The dog did not trip me or pull me over or anything. I just, my foot just kind of like caught the asphalt, and I body slammed the asphalt on my left side. In the process, I landed on the left side of my left thigh, and in about a week's time, my leg swelled up. I could not raise my leg on my own. I could raise it by using my other leg to push my foot up. But it was just too painful to lift my leg, and it swelled up, it turned black and blue, so I had some problem with the bleeding because I'm on blood thinner, and I had the accident, and then I had a little bit of pain for like 3 or 4 days, and then I had excruciating pain. And I went to my sister took me to the emergency room, and we spent a Saturday there. And they told me, well, you know, they x-rayed me, MRI'd me, make sure, you know, what's going on. There was no internal bleeding or anything like that going on anymore. So they gave me bandages to wrap my leg up with, which I did. And actually, it did help. It pushed all the swelling out. you know, after like I said, after a week of excruciating pain, I just had a week of pain. Took a lot of Tylenol, which I don't like to do. And anyway, so not wanting to go through that again, I bought some hip pads and knee pads and elbow pads and wrist strengthen pad type, you know, so they kind of like keep your wrist from breaking if you put your fall down and put your wrist down. Because I didn't want to go through that again. The pain was just bad enough to where, yeah, okay, I'll invest in that. This is all like skateboard stuff. So, it's not, you know, it's not bad. Anyway, so the whole year goes by, and I don't trip anymore. The thing is, before that, I was regularly tripping and falling down and what have you, you know, catch the edge of a sidewalk or something like that and not be able to catch myself. It's just that last time, last May, a year ago, I had a really bad injury from it. You know, before I just like maybe get a little sore and scrape my shin or knee up a little bit, you know, my elbow or what have you. But so that's why I bought that, all that padding and stuff. And for a year there, I didn't even fall once. Not once did I fall down. My foot might have caught, but I caught myself, you know. I don't know what the change is there, but so it was, you know, just okay. But I'm wearing this stuff religiously. So not changing the subject here. Our neighborhood's been infested, infiltrated by a pack of coyotes, and you know, like actually just this morning, early this morning at 2 o'clock, which woke me up, about at least three or four coyotes out in front of our house, just howling like crazy. You know, and it even woke my wife up, and she's a pretty sound sleeper, and it jarred her awake. That's how loud they were and stuff. And they might have even been on our front lawn, our front yard, neighbor's front yard. And it sounded that close and that loud. Anyway, so last week, we, you know, there were some, there's always like they've been around at least, we hear them at least once a week. And last week I heard them and outside, and actually saw them in the daytime outside yelping. And but anyway, so I was going for a walk with the dog. I had my flashlight on, and I was looking for the coyotes. I don't want them sneaking up on me. I don't know what they're going to do. They say that they don't really want to contact people, but I don't know. You get a bunch of them together, are they going to want to chase you down and kill you? Who knows? But anyway, so I just, you know, just to make sure I can, you know, they don't sneak up on me. I had my flashlight on and stuff. That's when the dog decides that she wants to get in front of me and smell something on the ground and stop. And that's, I tripped right over her, same direction, falling on my left side like a body slam onto the asphalt. And the funny thing is like, I go, oh, you know, I got up and brushed myself off. That padding worked. I know I hit my elbow. I know I hit my hip. I could feel that I did impact my hip almost to the same spot where I did last year. And yeah, my knee kind of hit too, and my left wrist too hit. And but you know, got up. Hey, I didn't even get a bruise off of it. I didn't even get a scrape off of it. Nothing. That padding really worked. Boy. So I'm glad I had that on. I wasn't expecting to trip over the dog. Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah. That's kind of what's been going on here for me. Yeah. I'm not going to talk about politics and stuff. It's, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. So, let me just leave it at that. Let me get to painting here, and I'll I'm probably clipping a little. Let me adjust this a bit. Where am I? Recording level. Okay. Test, test, yeah, that's clipping. Test, 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 test. There we go. That's about right there. Okay, perfect, perfect. Okay. So I hope I haven't been clipping too much on this talk. I'll try to fix it in editing. So let's see what's going on here.
Oh, very young, what will you leave us this time? There'll never be a better chance to change your mind. And if you want this world to see better days, will you carry the words of love with you? Will you ride the great white bird into heaven? And though you want to last forever, you know you never will. You know you never will. Goodbye makes the journey harder still.
I don't know. No blues today. Did a lot of painting. Let's see. 1:21 p.m. So, did quite a bit of painting. My hand's really hurting. I sprained my thumb last fall, and I didn't realize it was a sprain until the therapist told me that it's a sprain. I thought it was just something I could just ignore and baby along and be okay, but no, didn't. So, anyway, yeah, I really attacked the painting today, and I decided, let's go ahead and make it do something, and it's talking now. Anyway, so, oh, yeah, and happy Mother's Day to you, and you know who you are. Let's see. You want to say happy birthday to, I mean, not happy birthday, happy Mother's Day to your mother, Angel, also known as Chaos? No, she don't want to say it. She says, you abandoned me. You let them take me away. Anyway. Okay, so I'm going to call it quits. Little post, not much, I know. Just filled in what I've been doing, how I'm feeling. Painting pretty good. Been doing a lot of painting. I made a bunch of panels to paint on. So I'm also looking at my big panel, my big canvas, the whiteness of the whale. I said, "Yeah, this really sucks. Let me paint on this some more too." So I'll probably do that. And also, Man Control of the Universe, my other big panel. I have to put one final coat on that. Seems a little too gray, I guess. I don't know what it is. It is a lot of gray. But, so we'll see. Okay, everybody have a good one. And I'll see you later. I have